SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica, today featuring marching music from Switzerland. This march, the Bernese March, is one of the most venerable but also most popular musical works of its kind in Switzerland, and is, of course, especially dear to the people of the city and canton of Bern. Not only has this march accompanied the forces of the city of Bern into battle in the course of several centuries, it's also heard on solemn and on festive occasions, at times assuming almost the role of a local anthem. Its pondering, slow pace has been called representative, even of the very character and mentality of the people of Bern. Martial music dates back to the earliest days of Swiss history and remained ever present as the freedom and independence of the Swiss Confederation were defended against foreign aggression throughout five centuries. Gradually, the strains of marching music had evolved from the harsh and fearsome sounds of primitive horns to the simple but stimulating rhythms of drums and fifes, to develop finally into inspiring, fully orchestrated musical works of patriotic fervor. There are many historic marches of great dignity and beauty in Switzerland, and one of the finest is that dedicated to a leading military figure of the canton of Fribourg, the De Diesbach March, here played by the band of the 1st Reserve Force of Fribourg. It has that typical rhythm of the marching gait of troops on parade in the past.
Thank you.
Battle of Marignano in northern Italy in 1515 was a turning point in Swiss history. The Swiss Confederates, overconfident after an uninterrupted chain of victories on the battlefield, began to realize that European power politics was not their business, and that they should concentrate on preserving their own independence rather than losing their blood in foreign wars. Jean Detwiller, a composer who has a very close relationship to Swiss history and traditions, wrote this march in honor of the men who fought at Marignano. One of the great figures in Swiss marching music was a composer from the Italian-speaking Ticino, Gian Battista Montegazzi, born in 1889 in Riva San Vitale, who later worked above all in German-speaking Switzerland. Some of his marches have become internationally known, and the one he dedicated to the lovely lakeside village of Gandria near Lugano is perhaps his most famous. Here it's played by the Municipal Band of Zurich, whose director Montegazzi became in 1928, and with which he remained closely connected until his death in 1958. Thank you. During World War II, a march was written in honor of the commander-in-chief of the Swiss Army, General Henri Guizon. The composer, the late Stefan Jecki, another great figure in Swiss brass band music, gave it a noticeably French flavor and pace in accordance with the French-Swiss origin of General Guizon. It's remained one of the most popular marches in Switzerland. Marches in Switzerland are in no way played only in a patriotic or military context. In Swiss folk music, the march is even a dance. Here, for example, is an old-style interpretation of such a danceable march, in which the rhythm interestingly alternates with three-quarter time.
Thank you.
number of civilian brass bands throughout Switzerland is almost legion. One of the finest such bands is the Metalharmonie of Bern, which, under the direction of Hans Honecker, was invited to the famous annual international brass band meeting on the Isle of Man in Britain. To this event, Hans Honecker, one of the leading innovators of modern Swiss brass band music, dedicated his salute to the Isle of Man. Hans Honecker, for years instructor and leader of the official Swiss Army Band, wrote for the Year of the Alps in 1965 his Alpine March, a composition of typically German-Swiss character in the grand tradition of the march form. Two melodic elements, an original air, and a patriotic folk song are well integrated in this work, rich in harmony and variations. And it's with the Swiss Army Band playing Honecker's Alpine March that we close this program of Swiss marching music. This has been another program in the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's transcription series, Musica Helvetica.